You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
Mysterious side, a lady of the everybody. Welcome to the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D.
This is C-Fry.
Patrick Galactic.
And I'm On One.
And Squee is not here today, but probably the big absence would be Voxie's not here today.
Yeah.
She's not feeling well, and she texted me this morning. She said, say hello to everybody, and she feels really bad. But it's that time of year, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And she has a daughter who was sick over the weekend, and she caught it.
So. Well, and kids are like the little, you know, demons that just...
They're just a walking sick bank. They
inject sick into everyone.
Buckets of germs you have to let in your house.
We started off the show with Back Alley Barbers with Vampire Anthem, Dead Vampires in there with Dracula High School, and the Sonics kicked it off, Vampire Kiss.
I've heard of those guys.
Little theme there.
Yeah.
Hey, it is our Halloween show. Welcome to it. Now, I know some of you on syndication, you'll probably be hearing this after Halloween. Just play along.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, you know, we taped it before Halloween. So what do you think of that?
There you go. Exactly.
Wow.
But we are going to have a lot of fun this episode. And we have basically all of our songs outside of our featured artists and maybe a break here or there are all going to be Halloween themed. We'll talk a little bit about Halloween and... things that, you know, go bump in the night and are scary and all that stuff.
Yeah, but don't get mistaken. Don't get it twisted. This is not Monster Mash we're going to be into here. We got some serious rock and roll.
This is kick-ass music. It just all happens to, you know, go around a weird theme.
Just all happens to rip your face off.
Exactly. But first, we have to go into our featured artist of the week because we don't make you wait around.
No.
It's not how we do things on the True Fidelity Show. Shouts out to all our syndicates for carrying the program. Just thought I'd say that. Feature Artist of the Week this week, Copper and Congress. They're based out of Tucson, Arizona. Female-fronted power trio. They have a brand new CD out. It is titled Fault Line. CopperandCongress.com is where you can find out all the information on them. Here is their song, Deja Vu.
Empty bottles, a dope fiend on the street, but I still hope he win the lotto. He spoke French, Creole, Como Tally Vu, no Beyonce or Jay-Z, but it's deja vu. He gave me knowledge, but first he said, thanks, my brother. The universe will love you if you keep doing for others. Life's a vicious cycle, kinda like the Tour de France. Then cancel all to your plans to live strong like Lance. Problems overwhelm you when you take a first glance. So lace your Timberlands, put on your grown man pants. Supply the demand if you decide to advance. Tell yourself you're worth it, cause we all deserve a chance. Don't bring God to the prom if you gon' let the devil dance.
All right, everybody, you just heard the song Deja Vu, which is appropriate on our Halloween edition.
Absolutely.
Copper and Congress, great band out of Arizona. They have a brand new CD out. It is titled Fault Line, and they're on tour right now in support of it. And they've had an interesting tour. We're going to find out a little bit about it because we have Katie, Patrick, and Julius. They make up Copper and Congress. They're on the line with us right now as we speak. They're our featured artist of the week here on the True Fidelity Show. Everybody, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you on. Copper and Congress, what a great name for a band. Tell us a little bit about that as we begin.
Sure. We're from Tucson, Arizona. And, you know, some people may know about Club Congress or Hotel Congress down in the downtown area, an iconic historical location and amazing music venue. So the Congress part of the name comes from sort of an homage to Tucson, but also I'm from New York and I used to live on a Congress Street back in Troy, New York. So it was kind of a fun little throwback to that. And also, you know, the three of us feel very much like we're a family, like we're a team. We work really closely together to do the work that we're doing. And so we like the idea of Congress. And then the Copper is another homage to sort of Arizona and the beautiful, natural elements of the state that we appreciate. And, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of synergy there in the name. It's
Congress Street, too, now.
Oh, no, yeah. Patrick and I live on Copper Street in Tucson now, too, which is funny.
Wow.
Yeah, well, very cool. A lot of meaning going on there. You guys have a very cool video out for Decoy, which is a song we'll be hearing coming up here momentarily. Tell us a little bit about the making of the video and the meaning behind it.
Yeah. So I shot that video with my dear, dear friend, Jet Eveleth, out in Los Angeles. She's a very insanely talented comedian and actress. And she plays the six characters that sort of opposed me in the video. I think the song, for me, lyrically, has a lot of different meanings, and I don't like to give away too much because I like, you know, the viewer and the listener to be able to kind of put together their own meaning that's you know, inspiring to them. But with the video, what I was trying, you know, what we were trying to hopefully get across is the idea that there's always distractions to our true selves, and there's always ways to awaken to those distractions to be less infiltrated by them. So we're in the song, I'm really interested in the idea of how do we observe and acknowledge these sort of decoys that get us away from our true path or our true selves and get back on track.
Well, it's very well done video. It's very beautifully filmed, and I recommend everybody go to the website copperandcongress.com. It's on the main page. You can also look it up on YouTube, and we'll put a link on our Facebook page to it. Copper and Congress also on Facebook under the same name. You guys are out in support of Fault Line, which is a brand new CD. It's fabulous. It's very well done. Great tunes on there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Tell us a little bit about where you've been and where you're going on this tour before we get to the breakdown story.
Sure. Yeah, so we actually started down in Hermosillo, Mexico, was where we started, kind of kicked it off. We played a jazz fest down there called Festival de Cerveza y Jazz. And that was a lot of fun. It was really great. We worked with two really awesome promoters down there. They're working with a company called Pajaro Pop, and they're just so professional, so nice. We kind of went up through Tucson. We played in where else?
Cottonwood.
we've been a jam-packed 5 days so far.
Yeah.
We played in Cottonwood, and then we were supposed to play in Prescott, but we actually got in a car accident. Our car was totaled, basically. I mean, it was like a $4,000 station wagon, and we ended up, there was a truck in front of us that dropped off like a cinder block with a piece of rebar coming out of it, and it totally just obliterated the undercarriage of our car.
Wow.
And our deductible is like $5,000 deductible, so it's like totally not even worth it to get it fixed.
No.
But the silver lining is we ended up renting a van. Well, we had to, Julius's aunt lives in Las Vegas, and she actually came and picked us up in Cottonwood. We got brought all our stuff in her Hummer back to Las Vegas, and we rented this posh minivan now that we're in that's like so glamorous.
It's like the nicest vehicle I've ever driven. It's so
nice.
Nothing wrong with an upgrade.
Good time to ritz it up, guys.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
because now you're heading into the sort of the northwest portion, right? You're heading up. You had to cancel the Prescott show, but are you still doing Salt Lake, Spokane, Seattle, Portland, Eugene, on down to?
Yeah,
you guys are going all the way to San Francisco and back to L.A. That's a big tour.
Yeah, we're so excited. Like I've never actually even been to the northwest, to Seattle or Portland, so I can't wait to experience it.
Well, we're getting we're getting the rain all ready for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the rain, guys. Just know it's the gray.
Yeah, it's the gray.
The unrelenting gray.
You will go back you'll go back to Arizona so happy that you live there. So like I said, great CD. Tell us a little bit about your approach to this project and what your plans are with the brand new CD Fault Line.
Yeah, so this is our second CD, is Copper in Congress, that we've recorded in Tucson. We actually recorded both records at Wave Lab in Tucson with Craig Schumacher and Chris Schultz, and they've done some amazing work in the last few years with Nico Case and Calexico and Iron and Wine and KT Tunstall. So we feel very fortunate we got to work in such an amazing space to create the work, and I think that's part of why you love it so much. Is it's a great, great studio to make a record. This record is the first that we've got Julius on. The record before this, we had a different drummer and actually another guitar player, but our sound has shifted quite a bit from that first record into sort of a more groove-based kind of, we're calling it Desert Soul. That's kind of how we're Desert trying to Soul. Define it.
Well, you got your own genre right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of what we're vibing with right now. But our goal right now is to just really play. We love performing, and we want to perform as much as we can and share this work and share this record and continue to make more music videos. We've already got so much new material. We're already thinking about the next record. But overall, the three of us are just totally, totally committed to this work and this band and this, you know, this journey together. And, you know, we just want to play, perform, write, record, connect, collaborate, network, you know, everything.
Yeah, well, that's what we love about hardworking independent bands who get out there and, you know, put themselves out there, put the time in. You know, it's sometimes a grind, and maybe it often doesn't feel as rewarding as it should, but you just keep plugging away and things are going to happen for you. I mean, anytime you're at a festival that's beer and jazz, I'm in.
In Mexico, no. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what a way to kick it off.
It's about the beers you don't drink.
Well, everybody, go check them out. Again, copperandcongress.com is the website you should check out. It's very, very well done. And then right at the top are all the dates. So if you're listening to us on a syndicated station and you're near Portland, they'll be down in Corvallis, Sacramento, San Francisco, ending up in L.A. They're going to be in your neighborhood. Go check them out. I know here in Seattle, they're going to be at the Sea Monster Lounge, which is over in Wallingford. And we're looking forward to that. So everybody, check them out and get yourself a copy of Fault Line. It's a beautiful CD. It should be on your shelf. It's a very nice eclectic mix of jazz and pop and rock and singer-songwriter. A little bit of something for everybody in there. And my goodness, Katie, what a voice. Fantastic voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
So you guys keep safe on the road. No more no more bricks, no more totaling things.
Yeah. Enjoy your luxury vehicle.
Already happening.
The nice thing is it's a rental, right? So if they do trash it, they just turn it in.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you crazy kids. Have a great time, and hopefully we will see you when you hit our neighborhood on Wednesday the 29th at Sea Monster Lounge here in Seattle. Otherwise, everybody out there, you have a chance to see them when they roll through your neighborhood. Best of luck moving forward. Stay in touch, everybody, and we will continue to spin your great tunes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. There you go, everybody. Copper and Congress. Here is Decoy off of their album Fault Line. They are the artists of the week on the True Fidelity Show.
Don't want the decoy, baby, I am ready now to bleed. I don't want the decoy, baby, can you call off your men on me? I don't want the decoy, baby, I am ready now to feed. I don't want the decoy, baby, can you call off your men on me? Call off your men on me. I don't want the decoy, baby. I'm ready now to feed. I don't want the decoy, baby. Can you call off your men on me? Because I know now what was wrong. And the more we'll be right back.
Thank you. You keep me paralyzed.
So, dude, like, I was watching TV the other day, and it was like a computer, but it was like a TV, and it played songs, but instead of the radio, which sucks and plays the same songs like all the time, this plays different songs all the time.
Dude, that's awesome. I think you had enough though, man. Stop Bogarting. Pass the True Fidelity.
You're scaring me.
scare me.
Sweet mother, this is True Fidelity. I'm Patrick Galactic. You just heard Hard Money Saints. You're scaring me.
Whoa.
Fox and the Law, ooh. Paralyzed.
Can't move.
Dead Kennedys, Halloween.
Favorite holiday.
OMG.
Yep. You listen to True Fidelity Show. This is our Halloween special.
Boo.
Let's go back to the music because On One's freaking us all out.
Ah.
This is Max Lisa and Walking Dead.
Pants back on, bud.
What?
I'm the naked guy for Halloween.
Ew.
Who died in my G fucking King of the Zombies?
Walking Dead around you and me. Can you imagine a world like this? I will fight for you when the darkness comes. I won't give up.
They want you when they're hungry. Smash their head. They bite you. They'll make you just like them.
Whoa, whoa.
You and me. When you die, you'll turn into this. They want to bite your hand. They want to feed on us. But we can't run.
the fire who choose to face the flame. My fate unfolds to no surprise. With end just out of sight, I'm comforted again. What's wrong with the system? It's not intentional. Though now the casualties are starting to worry me.
Fats, it's True Fidelity. You just heard Savo with Haunted, My Son the Bum, which was named after me, Every Day is Halloween in My World, Max, Lisa, Walking Dead, and now it's
all right. Hey everybody, in Voxy's absence today, I'm Big D, bringing you the independent news of the week. First of all, we start off with somebody who's not independent, although I think he kind of started out that way, Iggy Pop. He's always been a renegade and an outsider. He was recently at a BBC lecture where he went off on U2 about their recent Apple release. Then he got into it more about pirating and independent music and just the release of music in general, even saying at some point that that money should be taken out of music altogether. He went on to say that if it was up to his sales, he would be basically bartending in between sets, which I kind of find hard to believe. But I understand the extent to what he's talking about. There's so many hands in the candy dish, as they say, you know, wanting money for everything that all these artists do, that a lot of times at the end of the day, when the check rolls in, it's a lot less than they expect it to be. His basic beef with U2 was that it should be people's choice to buy a product, and it shouldn't be forced upon them. We've had that discussion before.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And but I found that one of the most interesting things that he did say is that basically, in the future, the best music will be coming out of independent sources and independent musicians.
That is an easy thing to say because it's been true for a long time.
It basically is true. So good on Iggy. And, you know, I mean, he 67, he's letting it loose a little bit. And so there's that. Now, the other this is crazy. Have you heard of the rapper? Let's bring in on this. Have you ever heard of the rapper Stitches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've come across that name before.
Yeah, he has a video called,
I think, he loves selling blow, right?
Brick in the Face. And yes, he does love to sell blow. Uh-huh. Well, he has he's out of Florida. He has a penchant at his concerts to bring young hot chicks up on stage towards the end, mm-hmm. and basically give them all blow.
Yeah.
And which is not recommended. I don't recommend that to anybody. No, I'm surprised he hasn't.
Fidelity does not recommend. Yeah, I'm surprised.
We do not endorse the use of cocaine.
Surprised he hasn't been arrested for that.
Yeah.
He recently, at a show in Lake Worth, Florida, which was where he's located, at the end, he had the usual chicks on stage. Didn't go so well for him because his wife happened to be in the audience as well. She hollered and yelled and screamed. He got off stage. They went off fighting into the night and left the girls up on stage and the crowd there who were not so happy. So my recommendation is don't go to a show. Don't do blow. And if you're a band out there, get a better damn gimmick. Yeah. I'm Big D for True Fidelity. And that's it for hour number one, everybody. Stick around because we'll be right back.
Better have my money when I come to collect.